Recorded Books presents The Hidden Masters of Marendur by Jack Campbell, narrated by MacLeod Andrews.
To my daughter, Carolyn, for S, as always. Chapter 1. Her pursuers had not shown their faces today. Instead, shadows stalked Master Mechanic Marie of Caer Lynn through the streets of Edenton. "I didn't see any mages on the walk here," Marie said. Her companion furrowed his brow in thought. Mechanic Abad of Highgate was a stolid, unimaginative sort. He had doubtless never questioned his own loyalty to the Mechanics Guild, and he had been assigned repeatedly to go out on contracts with her. Some might call him Marie's co-worker. Some might call him Marie's safeguard, but she knew that Abad was also a spy for the senior mechanics here at Edenton. Every mechanic submitted a routine report after completing a job, but Marie knew that Abad was also providing her superiors in the Mechanics Guild with updates on everything she said and did. Fortunately for Marie, loyalty to the Mechanics Guild also meant that Abad was even more suspicious of mages than he might be of her.
"There's always a mage,"
he muttered, looking around carefully.
"There's always one watching when we go out, following us."
His eyes went to Marie.
"Watching you. They don't hang around when I go out with other mechanics."
Marie nodded. She couldn't very well explain all of the reasons for that, not to Abad, and not to any other mechanic.
"Then, you know I'm not exaggerating," Marie said. "Ever since I had a run-in with the Mage Guild back at Dor Castle, they've been watching me."
"The senior mechanics don't believe you," Mechanic Abad said. "Even though I told them in my, contract reports that the mages were always hanging around when you were out. But I don't see any today. Do you think they've given up?"
"Mages? Who knows how they think?"
She kept her words properly disdainful. Even though she was only 18 years old, the youngest master mechanic in the history of the guild, Marie probably knew more about how mages thought than any other mechanic did. She knew enough not to be truly scornful of mages. The senior mechanics suspected that, which was one reason why Abad was watching her, and one reason why she had been sent to the place nicknamed End of the World Edenton. Marie knew enough to be worried about mages she couldn't see. Abad snorted in derision.
"Mages, think. Let's get this done and get back to the guild hall."
Together they walked up the broad steps leading into the city hall, the dark mechanics' jackets they wore standing out amid the brighter clothes of the common folk entering and leaving the building. Common folk who hastily made way for the two mechanics. The commons bowed respectfully to the mechanics' faces, but Marie knew that if she turned fast enough to look behind her, she would see expressions that held hostility rather than respect. The Mechanics Guild and the Mage Guild hated each other, but they were masters of the world of Demeter. And therefore, the commons hated both of the great guilds equally. The stone steps, grooved from centuries of foot traffic, had been here for a very long time. Marie kept her eyes on those worn steps as she climbed them, thinking about her guild, which worked so hard to keep anything from changing in the world it controlled, and about the chaos to the south of here, in the land once known as Tay, where all order had collapsed over a decade ago, despite the efforts of the Mechanics Guild. Here in the southernmost city of the Backer Confederation, fear of similar anarchy helped keep the commons of Edenton in line. At the entrance to the city hall, two guards stood, wearing armor and weaponry that were, at least for common folk, state-of-the-art. Their freshly polished chainmail armor gleamed in the sun. Short swords hung by their sides, ready for use, and crossbows nestled in the guards' arms. Marie kept her gaze impassive as she met their eyes, but one of her hands strayed under her jacket, closing about the semi-automatic pistol holstered under her arm. She hadn't met any commons in the Confederation who posed the kind of threat those in
Sample complete. Ready to continue?